السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
says that today in our life we are here to celebrate another Eid al-Adha in our lifetime. This Eid, which is also known as the Eid of Sacrifices, that sacrifice which taught the new ways of offering sacrifice to mankind. And that great sacrifice, which was purely for the sake of earning the blessings of Allah Almighty. And that sacrifice which was for the establishment of the unity of Allah. So on this occasion of Eid, our assembly here on this occasion is not for the purpose that we have simply to celebrate a day of happiness. No doubt the happiness is also there, and we celebrate it under the instruction of Allah and His Messenger, and to be happy on the occasions of Eid. This has an element of obedience to the Allah Almighty in it. But actually, in the background, the great objectives which are behind it, if we have to keep those objectives in our mind always present. And among our generations, we should try through our prayers and efforts to achieve this objective. As I said, that this great sacrifice has taught us the manners of sacrifice and opened for us new ways. And with the thorough submission and showing the highest standard of obedience is shown through these sacrifices. And that was the sacrifice which was offered by Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. In order to achieve the blessing and the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to establish the unity of Allah, they set up a permanent example of sacrifice, in which it was not a sacrifice of one person, but the whole family was a part of it. The whole family was participating in that. So today, when we get together on this occasion of Eid today, we should pray particularly that we and our generations too they should be able to attain those standards. The central point of that is the is God Almighty. In this age and time, we have believed in that the one who was sent by Allah Almighty and the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have believed in him. And Allah Almighty, addressing him several times, he has used the word Ibrahim. And he has been called by the name of Ibrahim several times. So the Ibrahim of this age, when in order to discharge the right of being attributed to him, we have to look at that fundamental objective for the achievement of which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, they strived. And that was through total obedience and submission and offering every time of sacrifice for the establishment of oneness of Allah Almighty. The Holy Quran tells us that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to his dream which he saw, he asked the sacrifice of the life from his son. The son, he became absolutely ready immediately in order to achieve the pleasure of Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty, exactly at that time, he stopped Ibrahim alayhi salam from performing the sacrifice in that way, in the apparent way, to sacrifice and put the knife at the neck of one children. This objective cannot be achieved. But that great objective will be achieved when for permanent sacrifice, when you prepare your progeny for the permanent sacrifice. And that permanent and continuous everlasting sacrifice, it cannot be offered until the commandments of Allah Almighty, they are not ready to obey that, and they take upon their shoulder the yoke of the obedience of Allah Almighty. And when this total obedience and submission is demonstrated, only then for the establishment unity of Allah Almighty, sincere effort will be there. And this is the Zibh-e Azim, the great sacrifice which showing the greatest examples of sacrifices. Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, both they established and they advise that this should continue throughout their progeny in future. The Zibh-e Azim, the great sacrifice, it cannot be by taking the life of one person. And what would be the benefit to the mankind just by the sacrifice of one person? Yes, the benefit of mankind would be there when for the sake of attainment of the pleasure of Allah Almighty and for the purpose of establishing of unity of Allah Almighty, sacrifices are made. And when there are efforts to establish the unity all over the world, and when the mankind is effort is made to connect all the mankind to Allah Almighty, and they are told the ways of worship. So Allah Almighty says, where this great sacrifice has been mentioned, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, that is to say that we left for him a good name among the following generations. So these were the forefathers who made their objective to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in order to become the recipient of the blessings and the love of Allah Almighty, they did not spare any sacrifice in the way of Allah Almighty. For the establishment of unity of Allah, they showed their absolute character, the full role they played. Everybody has to die one day. The successful death is that which comes when a person is busy in attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The successful death is that which is, comes when a person is striving for the establishment of the unity of Allah Almighty. This great remembrance, which Allah Almighty continued in the generations to come, regarding those people who offered these sacrifices. The highest point of that and the climax of that was actually seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also during his lifetime. So Hazrat Ibrahim alaihi salam and Hazrat Ismail alaihi salam, the fruit of their sacrifices that was given to the mankind in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he prayed, Rabbana wabas fihim rasulam minhum yatlum alayhi ayateka wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. Over Allah, this is also our supplication, that you raise from among them a prophet who would be reciting your verses upon them and teach them the book and the wisdom, and also purify him. Certainly you are the most powerful and high. And Allah Almighty accepted this prayer. And then in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that prophet was raised, whose great sacrifice, the example of Zibhe Azim, was to be seen by mankind in a glorious way. Even the examples of those who came into his path, even their examples, they started writing new examples of devotion and sacrifice in their obedience and total sacrifice, and for the objective of the establishment of the unity of Allah, new standards were being set by those people. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, then he was the progeny of the Prophet, and he was under the care of such parents, those who had full trust in Allah Almighty. They had full belief in that one. They were firmly established in unity of Allah. And the training at home was there. And more than everything else, Allah Almighty had to give him the status of prophethood as well. Allah Almighty has looked after his training himself. And when he presented himself for the worship, that was there. But these companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were those who, spiritually speaking, before they accepted Islam, they were just like a dead people. Allah Almighty, through the spiritual power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were given such a life. They were revived, that so much so that for the purpose of establishment of unity of Allah Almighty, they were ready to offer their life and their honor and their wealth, everything, for all the time they were always ready for that. Or as we can see in the writing of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as he has mentioned, that first Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, made them human beings, these ignorant people as human beings, then educated people, then the people who had attained the love of Allah, and these godly people in their devotion and sacrifice and through their worship, they set up those high standards of worship that all the people were totally surprised by that. For the establishment of Tawheed, oneness of Allah Almighty, they sacrificed. And then looking into the eye of the death, they offered their sacrifices, they stood up for that purpose. They really established such glorious examples for the generations to come, who have to, these sacrifices had created a commotion among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And looking at the purpose of their creation, in order to get the nearness of Allah Almighty, they always tried like that. But when after several centuries, worldly thoughts, they overpowered the people, they forgot, and they that pattern which a Muslim should have, and they forgot the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was regarding the establishment of the example of the Zibhe Azim, the great sacrifice which Hazrat Ibrahim did. And when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the object, purpose of his advent, was forgotten by people, and when they They did not put their neck in the obedience to the commandments of Allah Almighty as an animal offers his neck to the butcher. And they forgot that meaning of Islam, that Islam really means that you leave aside all your desires and for this and you submit to the pleasure of Allah Almighty totally and wholly. And when they forgot all these meanings, that they should be completely lost in the love of Allah Almighty and bring a death upon yourself. When the instead of the pleasures of Allah Almighty, their own pleasures overtook them, then the results which were forthcoming, they were stopped, which were promised to be given to them earlier on. And those people who had been once dominating the whole world, even in their own countries, they became those people who were subjugated. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place, now you think over it and see that this, apart from this enjoyment and entertainment, what part of spirituality is left in among the people? This Eid al-Zuha, this is greater than the previous Eid. And generally people call it the bigger Eid, but you think over it and then tell me that how many people are there who actually purify themselves and purify their hearts, and they are mindful of that, and they partake from spirituality, and they also try to acquire that light which is there in the Suha. Either Ramzan is a spiritual effort, and it's a personal effort which people do, and the name of that is Bazlur Ruh, to spend and to offer and to sacrifice your soul. But this Eid, which is called the Greater Eid, this has got a special glory. But it is very sad that people have not paid attention to this one. And Allah Almighty, whose mercy is demonstrated in so many ways, and for the benefit of the followers of the Ummat-e Muhammadiyah, and this is the great blessing of Allah Almighty, that those things which were to be found just as the skin or the cover in other nations, the reality of that has been shown by the followers of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is not the question here, that people forgot this one. Actually, they forgot everything. A few days ago, a couple of days ago, the Eid was there. The Imam-e Kaaba, in this sermon of Hajj, he called upon the Muslims and called upon the Muslim countries. He has drawn the attention of the Muslim countries that they should realize their responsibilities and they should come back to establish the unity. It is a very detailed sermon, but the summary of that is only this much. But this unity, but to acquire this unity according to their own self-made principles, it is impossible for them to achieve it. The very first thing is, as I mentioned, that they have forgotten everything. They do not have the care of the honor and devotion, and that has resulted in the loss of the religion and the world. And in order to bring the whole Ummah as one, they have to follow that method and that teaching which has been given by Allah Almighty. And any solution or any method prescribed by anybody else is of no avail. The method given by that Imam who has been appointed by Allah Almighty, that will be actually the useful way. And you have to be connected with that Imam who was told by revelation that all the Muslims who are, all those people who are on the surface of earth, they should be all brought together on this one religion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they will be able to get all these blessings only then, and they would become the object of the, they would be the recipient of those prayers which Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail, they offered the prayers when raising the foundation of the Kaaba. Because in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has announced, make the same announcement that just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the one who was reciting the verses of the Holy Quran, Allah, to the people. and they were and he was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such who was teaching them the book and the wisdom, and the prayer of the Hazrat Ibrahim alaihi wasallam, which was actually the decree of Allah Almighty, that was fulfilled very gloriously. Similarly, among the people of the latter days, there would be a great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would, as a sign of the acceptance of the prayers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will appear, and then he will fulfill those objectives for the achievement of which Hazrat Ibrahim alaihi wasallam and his whole family, they offered the sacrifices for which they were always reminding their progeny towards these sacrifices, which were actually the greatest objective of the construction of Kaaba, that is to say, the establishment of the unity of Allah, and for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah Almighty, and through him the examples of that Zibih Azim were established, and when we listen to that, one is really wonderstruck. And this glorification of Allah Almighty and His praise starts flowing on our lips. So this is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi today, that if we really understand, want to understand the significance of this Eid today, then we will have to wear on the robe of the total devotion, and that we should wear by being losing everything in the love of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then this is the principle mentioned by Allah Almighty, that if you want to have the love of Allah Almighty, then whatever this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing, you have to do the same. You act upon his sunnah and carry out his commandments, and the sharia brought by him, follow that thoroughly. Atiullah wa atiur rasul, the great examples of that obedience to Allah and obedience to Messenger should be established, and set up those high standards of worship, that every action of yours, that should be showing the oneness of Allah Almighty. When this sort of condition will be there, then Allah Almighty takes great regard of those people and takes care of them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this state of nearness of Allah Almighty, along with the obligations, then along with that the optional worship, that a person is offering the obligatory prayers and also the optional prayers, then this condition is there. And then Allah Almighty really becomes the friend of that person. Allah Almighty says that I become like his ears through which he hears, and I become his eyes through which he sees, and I become his hands through which he holds the things. I become his feet through which he walks. So in order to achieve this standard of love with Allah Almighty, today we have to offer regular, continuous sacrifices of ourselves. This continuous effort, that would give us the real perception of the understanding of the concept of oneness of Allah Almighty. And this relationship with Allah Almighty will also deliver us from all the calamities. Allah Almighty enable us to achieve this high standard, so that we can see that all these obstacles in their thinking, whatever obstacles they were put in the way of Ahmadiyyat, no doubt the obstacles are there, but by the grace of Allah Almighty, the steps of Ahmadiyyat are going to move forward and forward, and Allah Almighty is going to remove all these hurdles and obstacles in our way, which they put in our way from time to time, as a result of which a temporary anxiety is no doubt there. But the high standards of our worship is very imperative, very essential. No doubt the majority of the Ahmadis today, they are sacrificing their lives, their honor, their wealth, property, everything. And there are some people, those whose standards are very high. But it is very essential that we have to establish very high standards of worship, and there is a great need of that. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. And we have to establish the same system among our generations, and Allah Almighty enable us to do so, to understand this point, that without having a relationship with Allah Almighty, we cannot success. This realization must be imprinted on the minds of our progeny. No doubt Islam is going to be victorious and glorious. And no doubt the victory of Ahmadiyyat is a destined thing, is a decree of Allah Almighty. But in order to see this dominance and prevalence in our own lifetime, the only way is that we should strongly hold fast to the to Allah Almighty. And Allah inna nasrullah hakrib, that Allah Almighty, the help is very near. This beautiful voice we should be able to listen during our lifetime. We should also remember that today it is the Jamaat of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam who have got the full perception of the unity of Allah Almighty. And for this purpose, they are offering the sacrifices. There are many people who are offering these sacrifices as a community. All the community as a whole is offering this. Allah inna nasrullah kareeb. If somebody can listen to this voice, that is the Ahmadis. There is no one else apart from that. So as I have said, more than ever before, we should try to establish our relationship with Allah Almighty and try to strengthen that so that we may be able to come under the loving eyes, care of the Allah Almighty, and we also give the message of unity to Allah Almighty and to bring them together under this message. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. Now we will join in prayer. In prayers, the martyrs of Ahmadiyyat, their families should be remembered in the prayers. Allah Almighty keep them under His special care and protection, and the fruits of the sacrifices should be seen there, and that should prosper. And we see the progenies of these people as flourishing. And also remember those who are in prison. Allah Almighty deliver them from the prison very, very quickly. And in Pakistan, these captives, these prisoners, they are going through the tortures of this punishment. And in the beginning of this year, because of Ahmadiyyat, the local Egyptian Ahmadis, they had to spend the times in prison. But Alhamdulillah, before the change of the government there, they were set free. A very pious Arab Ahmadi dost in Sharjah, he is a captive because of Ahmadiyyat. And this is the Eid he is celebrating while he is in prison and away from his family members. Allah Almighty also release him, make the arrangements for his release very quickly. And similarly, a mullah in Qadian, when he was bringing the new converts, he was kidnapped. There is no report about that. Allah Almighty also make arrangements for the recovery very quickly. There are various Ahmadis in Pakistan. They have been kidnapped. Among them, there is one 10-12 years old child along with his father. The kidnappers, they have kidnapped them. So Allah Almighty make arrangements of their recovery and their return, safe return, very quickly. For the Jamaat, those who are offering sacrifices, financial sacrifices, may Allah reward them abundantly and bless their wealth and income. Those who are lagging behind or slack in this matter, Allah Almighty may remove their slacknesses. And for the devotees of life, and some of them, they are in very very unpleasant and difficult situations, they are upholding in spirit of sacrifice and they are offering the sacrifices. Allah Almighty reward them all and always keep them under His special protection. And also bless their efforts, and very good fruit should be there as a result of their efforts. Remember all the sick people in your prayers. Allah Almighty give them a full and complete recovery. Those who are worried, their anxieties should be removed. And those who are in need, they should also be remembered in various ways. They are in need of that. In any way, those who are people suffering in difficulties and tortures, remember all those people. And all the communities of the Jamaat, they should be remembered in prayer. Remember all those. Allah Almighty protect them from all anxieties. And all the Muslim Ummah, they should also be remembered. the Allah Almighty give them the intellect and wisdom so that they may be able to recognize the Imam of the age, and so that they can establish the glory of Islam once again. And remember the whole humanity in your prayers, that after forgetting Allah Almighty, the way to which they are heading, Allah Almighty protect them from the end, and enable them to recognize Allah Almighty, and enable us as well, that this message of unity, we may be able to convey this message and spread this message in the best possible manner. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.
دعا کر لیں. Ameen.
And also he says Eid Mubarak to everyone. And those who are sitting here and all those all over the world, wherever the Ahmadis are there, may Allah bless this Eid, everyone, and grant his blessings to everyone.